Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to the human being after creating the human being the biggest wealth, the biggest wealth in between the heavens and the earth, or amongst the heavens and the earth, the biggest wealth Allah bestowed upon the human being after creating the human being. Because this is the creation of Allah, the insan, the human being, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was praising the human being amongst the angels after creating the human being. And upon creating the human being, Allah ta'ala was proud that I have created a special form of creation and to be sent to the world, to the universe. And obviously the angels were a little bit surprised, and there was Shaytan who was proud and non-accepting, you could say. He didn't accept at that time that how beloved must this creation be to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has created them unique and distinct. What is this takhliq, this creation? Subhanallah. For example, these people, us same people sitting in Masjid al-Taqwa. Me, I'm amongst from the human beings. You are Zayd and Bakr. And everyone is sat down here. Imagine. Imagine how valuable is the human being. The Allah Ta'ala praises the human being. Go back in time. The Allah Ta'ala was proud. And Allah Ta'ala announced to the angels proudly that I've created man. And Shaytan, who was obedient, the abid of Allah, who on every square millimeter in the universe had done ibadah, and due to me, due to you, due to other human beings, Allah Ta'ala praised us amongst them. Can you imagine how precious we are, how valuable we are, close to Allah? And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala has made the human being species distinct and unique. If you look at the whole of the universe and the creation that Allah Ta'ala has made, that until today, that there's nobody that has been created similar to the human being. And us human beings know about other things in the world. What has Allah made? But we don't know everything. No one can recognize and no one can identify that everything that Allah Ta'ala has made. But from amongst all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, Allah has given us the highest maqam. Despite knowing the fact that we don't even know what Allah Ta'ala has made. So now let's think for a second. Have we fulfilled the right of Allah's love, the maqam, the right, the status? No, we have made it stoop down to the lowest level. I can't say this myself. Let's look into our own lives ourselves. That Allah Ta'ala's ni'amas, Allah Ta'ala's gifts and rewards, this is the answer we've given to Allah. This is the response we've given to Allah. We are ajeeb. Weird. It's surprising when thinking that where is our mind and our thinking and our words. And we came from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and we came, Allah Ta'ala created us, and wherever our forefathers gone, our father, grandfather, great-grandfather, etc. And we weren't present when our forefathers were in the world. So where have they gone? They have disappeared. Where are we today? So insan, the human being, is like a bubble. You see the bubbles that come out from the froth, from the surface of the sea when it's at the coastline, on the beach. And that's what happens, the bubbles burst. And the same way our life is only for a temporary amount of time, a small amount of time. What Allah Ta'ala has given to us though, in that amount of time. What a great status. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us a great status and has given us His love, His qurb, His nearness, and the highest status from amongst creation, Allah was proud of us. Amongst all of the other creation, Allah Ta'ala praised us, announced that I've created this human being. Such a big reward Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Because obviously Allah Ta'ala liked us. Obviously if you like somebody or something, then you will give to that person or your most beloved gift, isn't it? That I like you and I want to give you a gift. And if you want to know if somebody likes somebody, you will see this, the quality of that person's gift. How is that person gives the gift? That, for example, if somebody's giving you a gift, hadiyah, then you will realize from his hadiyah gift how much love does he have in his heart for you. In which manner is he giving the gift? Is he saving money? Or is he spending money nicely? Or is he making effort to give me the present? So how much love and ishq is present, inherent in the gift? And you can have an idea. You can gauge that, for example, even a person who doesn't have much, you know, take this. when you give hadiyah to someone, oh, take this, how will it look, how will it sound? But if you take something and lift it nicely and kiss it and present the gift and you wrap it in some fragrance or shroud it in fragrance or you put some fragrance on it, and then you will embrace that gift, you will touch it to your eyes and say, I accept your gift. Why? Because there's ishq and love and muhabbat, it is there, reflecting off the gift. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He has given a hadiah gift, imagine how priceless is that gift. You have that and I have that because we are the creation of Allah. It's present, that ni'mah. The question doesn't arise that Allah ta'ala hasn't given to us. He's given it to everyone. What is that? What's that ni'mah? What is that great, distinct, unique gift that Allah ta'ala has given to us? That is iman. Allah ta'ala has given us iman. Iman is such a great wealth and value and rich gift and wealth that Allah ta'ala has given to us that nothing can compare to it in the universe. Wealth, what is wealth? Money. The higher the currency, the stronger the currency, the more you can buy it, the more spending power you'll have. The person who has big notes and higher denominations, he'll be able to purchase more things. If a person has lower denominations and a low currency, weak currency, he won't be able to buy as much. So the person who's got a strong currency, money, and has a lot of that money, so he can spend more. He has got buying power. In the same way, Allah has given us wealth. So imagine what we cannot earn in this world. Allah has given us the greatest gift in the universe. Allah says the note of iman, the currency of iman is so strong. Go into the universe and purchase whatever you want to. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. We are mentioning Allah Ta'ala's glory and power and status. So say from the depths of your heart, subhanallah. So Allah realizes that my ashiks are sitting here, my dhakirs are sitting here, alhamdulillah. Those who accept me, who believe me. So we have a great wealth. We are the richest, the wealthiest. We are not fakir, we are not poor, we're not downtrodden. Don't think we're in a small store purchasing small items. Allah Ta'ala says, with this wealth of a man, you can purchase whatever you want within the heavens and the earth. Take whatever you want and you won't be rejected. But yes, who? That person who's got a donkey cart. Yes, a person who's sitting in his mud shack. A person who's selling potatoes, onions. That person is very wealthy, very wealthy. He's got a priceless treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given. Close to Allah, that person is very, very elevated and high and glorious. We can purchase what we want. We just look at this person. Now he lives in a mud shack. He hasn't got any assets. He's selling watermelons on his donkey cart. What's he got to his name? He's got no status. We look down at people like this, don't we? Isn't it? But Allah Ta'ala says that he has got the greatest wealth in the universe. So now, what occurs after that? The story continues. My story, your story continues. It started with the iman. Allah created the human being, gave the human being the greatest ni'mah. Then Allah gave us capacity to fulfill the rights of this ni'mah of iman. Allah gave us iman. On top of that, after giving us iman, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability, the capability you can call it, yes, that we can fulfill this responsibility. And every Muslim, every mu'min has the ability. Every single mu'min has the capacity to fulfill the right. Every woman, man, female, male has been given the qualities, the attributes, the characteristics, the abilities to fulfill the rights of this gift. So in, for example, in different words, we can say the munfarid, distinct and unique. We have the person of iman and the person who hasn't got iman. Both are creation of Allah, both are human beings. Allah was proud of all human beings, so everyone was there under the same banner. But now there are two, you can say, groupings. One who after Allah Ta'ala give them the ni'mah, those who believe in Allah and those who have the iman. So Allah Ta'ala said, then on top of giving you iman, I give you the ability and the quality to fulfill that. And what qualities Allah Ta'ala gave? It's a very big quality inherent within the mu'mins, the people who have iman. Allah Ta'ala has given a great, great quality. What is that quality? What is that characteristic? What have we done with that ni'mah? What have we done with that gift of Allah? What are we doing today? And while we do what we're doing, we will depart from this world. So what is it that Allah Ta'ala has given to us? So listen to this clearly. And listen to this also, that I'm not telling you this ilm from a kitab, I'm telling you the ilm that's in my heart, coming to my heart. Yeah? I'm not telling you the reference of a book or a kitab. These are words of the heart that I share with you because I love you and you love me. Alhamdulillah. So I will tell you the condition of my heart and I listen to the condition of your heart. So this is a khalis, pure gathering majlis. Don't think, oh, which books he read this from, which scholar. There are references, inshallah. Everything I say is from the Quran and Hadith. These aren't stories, no folk tales. Everything emanates from the Quran and Hadith, but in my own words. Yes. So now, what is the quality that I have, you have, children, youth, old age, middle age? Because we are all people of Iman, and we say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So the people of Iman, we accept. Allah Ta'ala says, then you've got the ability. I've given you the ability. So that ni'mah, what have we done with the Iman that Allah Ta'ala has given to us? So we've been given Iman. Allah said, after giving you Iman, I've given you the great quality. What is that quality? It's there. It's within us. It's with each and everyone else. And what we've done, we've suppressed it. We've trodden on it. We've hidden it. Why? There are two reasons why our great quality has been hidden. The virtues Allah has given to us, upon which the angels are proud of us, the malaika, the great muqarrabeen angels who are lifting up the arsh of Allah, who are close to Allah, who have jalal, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Great angel, the greatest angel. Even he, alhamdulillah, is aware of our quality and our capability, and he's proud. He's proud of us that this man, walking in the street at this moment in time, he's sitting down amongst his children. This is that human being that Allah Ta'ala has given the greatest qualities. Subhanallah. And the greatest angels, they're proud of us. Positively jealous about us. Positively. This is hadith I'm telling you this from. Now, what have we done now with this iman that Allah Ta'ala has given? And the qualities given to us after giving us iman. We've trodden on it. We've downtrodden it. We suppressed it. Why? And maybe it's not our fault because we've been sent to such a place. We are faulty. We are at fault. But what can a man do when he is surrounded by what we are surrounded by? The environment. So there are two things. When we came to this world, then the dunya, the environment, it's, you could say, suppressed and concealed our great qualities. What is that quality that Allah Ta'ala has given to us? So at least we can realize, who are we? Why are we here? Why is our great quality hidden? What is that quality? And how did it get hidden, the great quality that Allah Ta'ala gave to us? Hubbeja and love of the dunya. Love of the world. These are two bad positions. The all of the sins under the sun. All of the sins. There are two reasons due to which a person sins. Hubbeja and hubimal. Love of dunya, love of wealth. We don't explain, I'll explain again. Hub means love. Ja means your dunya that we're living in. Love of dunya, physical resources, assets, glory, status. I want status, I want to be wealthy, rich, acclaimed, and become famous, and have pomp. And I want to be a minister or prime minister or a leader, have power over people. This is hubbe ja. Yeah, this is hidden within us, this desire, deep-rooted desire. Hubbeba, shahawat, desires, passions, base desires, very, very different types of desires. Oh, let's do it twice, or let's do it three times, or maybe more than that. Hubbeba, love of dunya, and haram resources, haram earnings, and desires, and all sins emanate from this hasad, and envy, and hatred, from hubbeja and hubbeba. So these two conditions have trodden upon and crushed our qualities and capabilities. Yes, but they haven't made them eliminated 100%, but they've trodden on them. For example, the 14th night, the moon looks so beautiful, isn't it? On the 14th lunar night, the moon, when it comes onto the sky, then there's no beauty greater than the beauty of the moon on the 14th night, is there? There isn't. At that time, if there's a sha'ir, a poet, then he'll say, beauty? Can there be anything more beautiful than this moon on the 14th night? But yes, there can be something equivalent. This my mahbub, who had a beautiful face, more beautiful. And he said that most beloved, my mahbub, my beloved, had a face more beautiful than this. So he becomes the markazi husn. The moon becomes the center, focal point of beauty in the world. When you see the moon on the 14th night comes out, if you want to say that somebody's beautiful, you point to the moon and say, as beautiful as this sun, my sun is like the chand, like the moon. And the moon is so beautiful, it sparkles and shines in the skies and makes everything illuminated to this extent that the particles of dust on the earth, they start to sparkle and glitter and glow. I'm a shair, a poet, and I used to go on the 14th night of the month, and I'd go to the banks of the sea, the coastline, and then when, subhanAllah, you see the waves coming from the tide, it's like the waves are drowning in the moon's glory and beauty. For the shair, he, great ghazals and verses are written, and whose husn is this all? SubhanAllah, emanates there from the moon. But what happens is the beauty is there for some time, and then after that you can see, you see black clouds, and they come out from different corners of the sky, and they say, okay, let's pass through here. So when they pass through near to the moon, then all of the husn, the beauty of the moon, disappears behind the black clouds. The husn is there, but the clouds, they cover the moon's beauty. So in the same way, every mu'min and mu'minat, every man and woman, male, female, mu'min, has the beautiful capacity and capability and ability. But then when hubbe-mal and hubbe-ja and hubbe-ba comes, this clouds over and conceals our qualities, great qualities. So the qualities of a man through which we will be recognized in this world and hereafter, hubbe-ja and hubbe-ba, the clouds, the dark clouds come, and they conceal, they cover up our iman, and they conceal it. The moon is there. Soon as the clouds come, it's not a clear sky anymore. The clouds will come, and then the moon is covered. And then when the clouds disappear, the moon beauty will be apparent again. Same way, human being, our great quality and virtues has been hidden within the clouds. Hubbe ja and hubbe ba. And what happens is so much darkness now within us, around us, surrounding us, that all the great qualities Allah gave to us to recognize Him, to remember Him, they are all disappearing fast. And now the difference between that insan and the nearest to Allah is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. Despite having iman, there's a big difference between the two individuals. Just like that insan, Allah says, I'll give the example, the Quran says, I'll give the example that that person is worse than the animals, worse than the dogs and the cats is that person. This is that same individual who had uruj. Allah Ta'ala said, I was proud of that individual and I gave him the capacity, capability. But when he has hidden his capabilities and qualities behind the clouds, then Allah Ta'ala says that all of the makhluk, the creation, he becomes worse than the lowest form of creation, because then within a second he thinks, oh, I can kill, or I can loot somebody's wealth within seconds, or I can do dhulm, oppression to somebody, and he doesn't think it's bad, that person. Such actions are implemented by that person, they forget about humanity, rather all of the creation in the heavens and the earth become shocked. Now, what is this human being doing? What's happened to this individual? That he has not got anyone's regard, no respect, no manners, no regard for anything. If he wants money, he'll cut people's necks. He will have argument with his mother. He will tie off the relationship with the brother. And he will fight with people. For inheritance, people give their lives and fight and quarrel. And he will take and devour the rights of other people. With that same iman, with ease, a person usurps the rights of other people. Says, totally, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I've just come back from Hajj. I've done Umrah. I'm Hajji. Why are you telling me, my son's done this, my daughter's done this much ibadah, we are pious people, we're a great family, and he has no awareness of the wrong he's done. Allah Ta'ala says that the creation is shocked, the dog looks at that person and says, I am still at least obedient to my servant, and you have gone worse than me, that for the sake of two pieces of bread, subhanAllah, you give up everything, Allah Ta'ala gives me two pieces of bread, says the dog, Allah gives me a dried out bone, even then I'm a servant of Allah all night long, I guard for him. If he says me, sit here, I sit here. If he says go out, I go out. If my master says, then when I sit down, I work and I look out for danger. And you've forgotten your Lord, O Muslimin. So ignorant are you that Allah Ta'ala told you to refrain from these. Allah says, I don't like this. This is haram, or this is bad, or due to this I become unhappy, or there'll be loss for you and you make me displeased. Those same actions you carry out openly and say that Allah will do this, no problem. No one can make any difference. And we say that despite saying Allah, I have iman in you. Is this not the case, my brothers, or not? Tell me the truth. Is this not the story of the dunya today and the story of the people of iman? It is. And then the person who commits a sin and then gives an excuse, he stands in front of his malik and he opens up his chest, broad shoulders. What do? We need, for example, somebody for a few days, or that person's doing this. You're telling me we should die alive? Die hungry? We shouldn't bring up our children, have prosperity? Allah says, Inna Allah sari'ul hisab, O foolish person. This verse is not coming into my mind. It's a beautiful verse. That when you will come to me as a mujrim, as a criminal, beautiful small verse, that if you will come to me as a mujrim, as a criminal, then at that time, what will you do when you will be a criminal and you will be standing in the dock in my court? And when will this occur? Allah says that this will occur, this scene, very soon indeed. If you don't have yaqeen, then go to seek your relatives who have passed away from this world. And did they not get buried quickly? Are they not in their phase now? They were born one day. They were children one day. They went to school one day. They would have got married one day. Then after getting married, they would have had children getting born. And the responsibility of the children, you would have thought, oh, let me let the children grow up and make them wed off. Allah says that everything is gone before you and you've died yourself. And how long will it take you to go into the grave? We'll say, not even a second. Where are your children? Allah, I don't know which children. When I brought them up, where are they now? I have no ilm, Allah, no knowledge. Allah Ta'ala's Quran tells us this. That at that time, how will you be stood in front of me? As a mujrim, as a criminal. That you would have committed the crimes in the world. You'll be a criminal. What is the biggest crime in this world? For a moment. So Allah Ta'ala says that you suppressed your ability, your capability. You had hubbeja hubbeba. And you became worse than animals. Because you had attraction for the dunya. You stood in front of your malik, your master. From morning until evening, you spent time disobeying Allah. Allah says, whereas my glory, my status, my power, my azmat is such that even the whole universe recognized me, Allah Ta'ala says. And forget about rejection, subhanAllah says, the whole of the universe recognizes me. That not even a leaf has the flexibility to reject. And the fly, Allah Ta'ala says, I've made, has no flexibility. And the wasp or the honeybee will until Qiyamah continue to manufacture the honey. From morning until evening, the honeybee will say that Allah has instructed me to make honey for my makhluk. The honeybee will go to the flower, to the petals and suck in the juice. And then it will sit to the side and says that I have the greatest duty, Allah Ta'ala. And this is my dhikr, that Allah Ta'ala has given me this duty to produce and manufacture the honey. Say, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So makhluk, you, that you are the afdal, you are the greatest, you are the greatest form of creation, and Allah Ta'ala has made it apparent that your status is the best and your most beloved to Allah. But we don't realize that our Rabb is watching us. I am the ummati of the Nabi of Allah, so I have the Quran. No, whatever our desires say, and we follow that. This is hubbeja hubbeba. So when the desires overwhelm a person, he says, I feel like doing wrong, it's night time, stop me if you can. And he challenges Allah, that person. Unfortunately, I'll do this sin. Nobody can stop me. It's fine for me to do it. I've got money. I can do what I want, says that individual. I've got a nice sofa. I've got money. I've decorated everything. I had money. I bought this sofa. Whatever button I press, and I can see naked images, and I can do what I want. And stop me if you can. What can your angels do? A person indirectly is challenging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when an insan, a human being, commits a sin, then he is challenging his Rabb, his Lord, when he's sinning. When he's sinning, he is challenging his Lord. Those men and women who sin, they are standing and blatantly challenging Allah. And they say, oh, I'm forced to do this. No force. No one's forcing. In front of Allah, we are saying we are forced to do wrong. Allah has made the universe, the heavens and the earth, this world. And such a great personality went before us who are immersed in beautiful actions. And directly we didn't reject. And at that time, Shaitan said that Allah, am I greater? Who is this creation? Allah Ta'ala then rejected him, expelled him, and called him the wretched Shaitan. And from morning to evening, the disobedience of Shaitan has a limit. We say there's no limit. Is this hadith? Well, leave it. What hadith are you talking about? I know better. Oh, this is all made up. The Quranic verse, if you tell somebody, oh, this is not the commentary. Whose commentary are you reading? Oh, this was many years ago, decades ago. This was the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is not relevant now. Wallahi, people say these things. And after that, they say, I've got iman, I'm a strong Muslim, I'm a good Muslim. So Allah Ta'ala says, in this state, you want to die? Does anyone want to die like this? Tell me. No, we don't, do we? So what's the thing that will save us? Fir'aun, did Fir'aun get saved? Was Qarun saved from anything? Was Sikandar saved from anything? What great wealthy people, strong, powerful. Harun had such wealth, expensive. You know that he had such wealth that his treasures, the treasures would be on the backs of camels, and the keys would travel with the caravan to the treasure chests. Subhanallah. But there's one reason. That what is hidden? Hubbeja and hubbeba. The love of wealth and dunya. So we are stuck in a trap, my friends. No guarantee about life. And I've presented this frame, this image in front of you. Maybe you aren't in a bad position, but I am in a very bad position. Because I said to you before that I'm speaking about myself. I'm just communicating my broken heart to you. But it's not that I'm telling you, you are pious, mashallah. I know you are good people. You are good. You have no defects. I'm just communicating the defects to myself. It's time for death. It's near. This is my position. I have nothing to my name. There's only one way out. I have one way out. What is that?
Let's look at the moon.
Allah Ta'ala says, look at the moon. How beautiful is the moon? Allah, this moon was very beautiful. And Allah, how did you get this? And the person says, Allah, the clouds came, dark clouds, and they surrounded the sun, and everything was in darkness. Then, what do you do then to get the light? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, you sent the wind, say subhanallah. So now is the point that's coming. Listen clearly to what I'm saying. You listen to what I'm saying? I keep on speaking. I don't know if you're listening or understanding. Maybe somebody understands, otherwise I'll keep on continuing what I'm saying. So Allah Ta'ala says that when the darkness comes, then who will remove the darkness of the clouds from the light? Then we say, Allah, that the winds would be saved by you. And then when the wind's direction was towards the clouds, and the clouds would not stay there, they were stopped. They had covered the dark, the light of the moon. While Allah Ta'ala used some beautiful winds, and the gust of wind came, and the clouds were made to run away from their position. Subhanallah. So here, let's look at the Quran. Shall we look at the Quran? And then we'll have the understanding, inshallah. So this is something to understand, my friends. Allah Ta'ala, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. That Allah says, that I'm giving you the proof of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you the wealth first of all. What did I give you? Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah says, I gave you first the treasure of Iman. And what is the quality I gave you? Allah says that within you, the quality that I gave you, what is that quality? That you can become my friend. You can all become my friend. Say, ha, subhanallah, everybody say, subhanallah. Allah says, every Zayd, every Bakar, every child, every female, every male, Allah says, I gave you the quality, the ni'mah that I gave you after Iman. The greatest ni'mah I gave you was to become my friend. You could have been my wali. And if you desired, Allah Ta'ala says, then I would have made you my friend. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Subhanallah. Waliyul ladina amanu. Allah says, God is near unto those who have faith. Near. Allah is friend with those. Allah says, I announce the go. I've made this person my friend. I'm near to him. Then every square millimeter of the universe says, Allah, if this person is your friend, then we are the servants of your friend, the khadim. Subhanallah. So if Allah Ta'ala's universe becomes the khadim of the human being, then is that person's leadership enough? If a minister says, I'm the leader, and all of the people in the hospital will say, we are the khadim, the servants of the minister. He's come today. He's the minister of this area. Doctors, surgeons, nurses, everyone in the hospital, they'll say, we are the khadims of this doctor who's come, of this minister. The minister, the prime minister announces that this is the food minister, and all people related to food, transactions, buying, selling, will say, oh, we are servants of this minister. And Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah, he says, listen, O universe, this person of Iman, I've made my friend. My friend, isn't it Jibreel? And he'll say, yes, Allah, whatever you say, whatever you will. And Allah will say, go Jibreel, go and announce openly. You are the head of the angels. Announce him in the universe with your own words. That every portion of the earth, from the small ant, from the small creature and insect, to the vastness of the seven oceans, and with the fish and the insects and the creatures in the oceans and the bottom of the earth, Allah says, announce that this person who is sitting in this village, in this remote area, from today is my friend. And then the universe responds, and from the bottommost layer of the seven oceans, the angel, the insect will say, labbaik Allah, labbaik, we have accepted, we've heard you, we accept your friend, and we become his khadim, his servant. And then the lion recognizes him, and the monkey, and the birds, and I've seen with my eyes, Allahu, the wali Allah, the friend of Allah, he went to a zoo here in this country, subhanallah, say subhanallah. And this is an ajeeb miracle that occurred. He went to the zoo, and his jamaat, his congregation was with him. And when he came to the cage of the lion, all of the lions gathered together and they bowed down in front of the sheikh. When he went to the elephant, all the elephants, they made their noise, they raised their trunks and they lowered themselves. Why? Because the announcement had been made in the universe. Everything recognized him. The people of the zoo, the zookeepers, the guards, they couldn't understand what's happening here. All the animals shrieked out. The lions roared out loud. All the lions and the tigers gathered together. Wallahi, they gathered and they came in front of that sheikh and they bowed their heads. Why? Because amanna wa sadaqana, that we've heard from our Rabb that this is the friend of Allah. We are your khadim. Tell me, what can we do? How can we serve you? You've come to us, to our company. How can we be of service to you? And they said this with their sincere, pure tongue, that please do dua for us, that Allah Ta'ala forgives us all. My brothers, Allah's announcement, is it a minor announcement? Is this not happening? Has this not been said in the hadith? And accept and believe that every human being, we, you, this is our value. And today, brothers, put the price tag on your iman. and come out of Hubbeja Hubbeba, from the within the clouds of darkness. Come out from hiding. You are so priceless and expensive. Don't sell yourself on minor items. Don't sell yourself for your desires. If Allah Ta'ala says something's haram, accept it as haram and take it out of your houses. We're not allowed to watch it. My Rabb is unhappy with this. That money, that wealth Allah Ta'ala dislike, consider it as haram. And consider it as going into your body and your stomach digesting, and it's like your blood. Consider it like the swine, the pig. And don't touch it. And don't spend it on your children. Allah says, I will punish you to 7 generations. Haram will be born from your children who will stand in front of you. And with that money, they will commit acts of sin and they will waste your money and you will not be able to do anything to your 7 generations. Ah, but Allah Ta'ala says, if you become my friend, subhanAllah, to your 7 generations, not only, but until Qiyamah, from your offspring, I will create my walis, my friends. But Allah says, you have sold me from your bare hands. I'm not speaking out of passion, my friends. I'm speaking rightfully, aren't I? I'm speaking to myself. That become insan, become the human being. Don't waste time. That's it. That's what we need to do. Then let's speak to Allah here on a certain point, that Allah, okay, fine, we've understood your words, that you've given us an example as well at the same time, and you've given us a big quality so we can become your friends, and you've given us open time frame. So it's our mistake. So now we've fallen on the ground due to hubbeja hubbeba, love of the dunya, and these clouds, just like they surrounded, the clouds surrounded the moon, so again we are surrounded by the darkness of the dunya. So we say, Allah, you remove the clouds. Listen, who removed the clouds? Say it loudly. Allah did. Allah. And how did Allah remove the clouds? Allah Ta'ala sent the winds. My Mawla, in this world we've seen your signs, the moon that's sparkling and shiny, and then you met the clouds, cover it, then the clouds were removed by you. So Allah, we are those who are overwhelmed in our hearts with hubbeja hubbeba, love of dunya, love of the wealth of the resources of the world, but we just need to move the clouds away. So Allah Ta'ala, tell us, how can we move the clouds away from covering the moon? Listen clearly to what I'm saying, my friends. Are you attentive? Are you focused? Then take this message today, what I'm giving to you. Great and beautiful statement I'm about to present to you in the light of the Quran, if you understand the subject matter. You've understood the subject, and if you and me want to be corrected, then we are requesting to Allah, Ya Allah, this hubbeja and hubbeba, that please remove the clouds from our lives and our bodies, and make this nur of ours, iman, make it shine and high in status. Allah Ta'ala has announced our the ummah's name in the universe, so Allah is proud. So Allah Ta'ala gives the answer, that I prepared for the moon, I removed the clouds from in front of the moon. So Allah Ta'ala says, see how I removed the darkness from your hearts. The Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira wasabbihu bi. Allah Ta'ala says, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatu. Allah Ta'ala says, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Has the announcement been made, my friends? What does Allah Ta'ala say? That just like from the winds, the gust of wind came and removed the dark clouds from in front of the moon, Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared for you as well. And if you desire, then you can be saved and remove the clouds of hubbeja and hubbeba. Allah says, I've prepared this for you. How? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru allaha dhikran kathira. Allah Ta'ala says, my dhikr, take hold of the guidance of my dhikr firmly, kathir. Kathir. Allah says, kathira. And turn your heart towards my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. And there's no tongue cannot do kathir, hands cannot do kathir, mouth cannot do kathir, forehead cannot do kathir. But the dhikr of the heart can go into the definition of kathira. And Allah Ta'ala says after that, listen, that if you want to remove the dark clouds from in front of you, what should you do? The Allah Ta'ala says that make your hearts do my dhikr in abundance and depth, and make the dhikr of the heart prevalent and common. And Allah says, morning and evening, regularly sit down, day and night, and remember me. Say, subhanallah, subhanallah. And now be happy, brothers. Be happy that if the hand has gone into the hand of a wali of Allah, then imagine the words that we've learned today. Isn't the Quran telling us that how Allah Ta'ala has illuminated this country? Such a great wali, that person who is sitting in Pakistan and he's illuminated this country, as Ali Murtaza rahimahullah, Nur ala marqada, may Allah ta'ala illuminate his grave. Can there be any greater proof of walaya than this? Tell me that the person who is living in Pakistan, in a village, remote area, dusty ground, in a very small village, and in that masjid, the masjid with the mud walls and a straw mat, he sat down and said, go to London, UK, and spread the dhikr of Allah and make it common. I said, Hazrat, what are you saying in your hujra? Have you seen England? And Hazrat said to me all the things about England at that time. I felt that as Hazrat shown me the open paths. SubhanAllah, I was surprised that these words Hazrat is mentioning. So much knowledge, and he has awareness of the UK and London. And Hazrat said to me, go stand from here. Go and teach the dhikr of Allah, which is lacking there. The earth is thirsty there. No one's doing the dhikr of Allah. So that is where the kingdom of the Wali of Allah starts, and today sitting Zayd and Bakr, and the Noor of Iman is there. So Allah Ta'ala says, could me and you have done this on our own? We're gangsters, criminal acts, people spending time with alcohol and singing and dancing, and people who consume haram and interest. Don't take value of something we don't know about halal, haram, and women without parda, and immersed in shahwat, the women immersed and drowned in lust, bad actions in the house. And the girls who sell their modesty, the boys who sell their modesty in Darul Uloom, games. Allah Ta'ala's wali said that the darkness has come and Hubba Hubba has come. So go, Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared for you. What have I prepared for you? Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru la dhikran kathira. Allah says, remember me in abundance, teach them the dhikr of the heart. Wasabbihu bukratan wa asila. Allah Ta'ala says, not a morning or night should pass. Even if you have to sit on the pavement, the morning dhikr and the evening dhikr, never leave it, never miss it. Today 50 years have passed. Never has the dhikr of the morning and night been forgotten. Look, masjids we've been turfed out of other places, the conditions change. In 50 years, no day apart from when I have been ill, this ajis has never missed the gathering of the dhikr in a majlis. And this is the wali of Allah, my friends, and this is called the friend of Allah. And not those who take out the jinns, not those who give false solutions, who do dua for son. We call him holy. Oh, my shop is running. Oh, sir, I've got these assets and resources finished now. They have big boards put up. But Allah Ta'ala says, a person who wants that they're quarreling between husband and wife and children and family, and the mahbub runs away and he leaves the house and the woman pulls back on the chains, come back. Oh, these are the waliyas of Allah, the wali women. That these are the deputies of the Prophet. These are the ulema who are the deputies of Rasulullah who have spoken about. That thousands of miles away, his blessed focus and attention, and then the face comes Allah, Allah, Allah. And this is called Ulmul Sadiq, Ulama Haqq. And these are the deputies of the Prophet, and these scholars are the deputies of Rasulullah. That Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran about the alim, the scholars. Allah Ta'ala praises these alims. Innama yakhsha Allah bi'ibadi ulama, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala announces in the Quran, the alim, the scholar, is who? Not the person in Darse Nazami, don't take badly what I'm saying. Not the scholar who has just graduated and sitting on a wall. That's where alims are made. Allah Ta'ala says, this is just your initiation of your ilm. You have to start on the journey. You have to still go to the Darul Uloom. You still have to go to Darse Nizami. You haven't become an alim yet. And to become an alim, subhanallah. Then the place that is alamgir, the person who makes the alim, go to that person. Subhanallah. When he gives you the degree, graduation, you've become an alim, then you in the same way, just like Hazrat Nanotwi, Hazrat Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, announce again that today we've realized that we are alims. And this is his announcement. Subhanallah. Am I wrong or am I right? Am I the respectful ulama here? Allah says, why? Why did they become alims? Because Allah Ta'ala says that those people had the desire, the khashiyat, that are, despite going on the heights, they considered themselves the lowest of all. And never did they say jahil to anybody. And never did they say you are not a scholar. Never did they criticize and look down at anybody. No, never did they. Never did they dishonor anybody. No, amongst them there was no differentiation. You are jahil, I am the alim. Never ever did they. The question doesn't arise that they do this. Rather, if they got such an environment, then they would say that I am jahil, I am ignorant, I don't know anything, and you are better than me. Why? Because they had that desire that was within them. So definitely go to Dars-e-Nizami, go to Darul Uloom, learn the ilm. But after learning ilm, you have to complete your ilm. How do you do this? And that, will it be through the Khatam of Bukhari Sharif? No. That you will have to understand the qualities and the lack of qualities in your life and be humble and sincere and weigh that analysis. That Allah Ta'ala says, today I have created khashiyat in that person's heart, and today that person has become the deputy of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then after that, from his tongue no nonsense will be uttered, and he won't say anything bad against anybody, and no criticism of anybody. I swear by Allah, the hadith that will emanate will be the light that will emanate will be nur, divine light, subhanallah. So no criticism of anybody, no looking down at anybody, not mocking anybody. Even if a person doesn't have a deen, he's bidati. My Hazrat, rahmatullahi, great people would come, and many other people would come from different, you could say, groupings, but never did I see Hazrat Sahib speak wrong about somebody. Never did I see criticism or laughter. Everybody had the status according to his capability with respect. And I saw people studying the how they would leave their issues in life and reach to the straight path. So today, where are those alims, my friends? Tell me, where are they today? That the generation has ended. That generation has ended. The golden generation has gone. So Allah Ta'ala says that if you want to differentiate the clouds, then Allah says, I've prepared. What is that preparation? That make your heart illuminated with the dhikr of Allah. Attend dhikr morning and night. Do dhikr regularly without any failure. Allah Ta'ala says, wasabbihu bukratun wasila, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu. Allah gives what guarantee? That when you set forth on this journey, then me and my angels will do your remember you. Yusalli, Allah says that my help will come to you. We will remember you. What help? That when you are under the trap of nafs and shaitan, Allah says, I will help you. That the angels and me, we will not allow you to go that way, and inshallah we will protect you from the vice. So Allah says that when you travel towards me, walk towards me, have courage and determination, Allah says, don't worry, you will not do a sin again. Your nafs will tell you, and other thoughts will come to mind that do this action. But Allah says, Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Allah, your Rabb promises that my help will come to you, my angels will come to you, and the angels will do dua for you here of istighfar. And every second from the heavens, the angels in the heavens, they will be doing dua that, oh, may he not take a wrong step. But then what will happen? Then the gap between morning and evening, you will have illuminated your heart with the dhikr of Allah, and Allah's help will come to you. And this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. When you take this action, Allah says that yukhrijunahum min an-nur ila adh-dhulumat. Allahu Akbar. So hubbajan hubba, Allah says that I will make you pure from the sins, and I will put your heart pure and clean due to the dhikr of Allah. And this is the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah. That's why I say do the dhikr of Allah, so that when you do the dhikr of Allah, then the hubbajan hubba comes out of your bins, and Allah says I gave you the quality of wilaya to be the friend of Allah. When that comes out, then what will you become? Then from this wretched makhluk, that even the dog spit once out, that is this creation? Is it creation? So Allah Ta'ala says that when you remove the dark clouds, and that when the darkness is removed and the light of human comes out, then Allah Ta'ala says the whole heavens and the earth and the creatures will say, ah, this is an elevated creature. This man, Allah Ta'ala has created in a beautiful way. So my friends, and there's another way, eat and drink and be merry and die, pass away, and who will look after the children? This is the other life. So the life is that a person assigns himself to Allah and says, Allah, what is the way of life I should live, and learn the dhikr of Allah, remember you, Allah will remember you for so long. We shouldn't worry after that. So we should take this step. Allah says, just do one action. Do one action that attach the dhikr of Allah to your heart. Go to a wali of Allah, learn the dhikr of the heart, and morning and evening just learn the dhikr of Allah and do it. Allah says, the rest leave to me, I will fulfill your needs at that time. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, I will help you, I will bring the clouds, dark clouds towards you, give you the everything and give you status. Allah says, but what you need to do, human being, is that don't go close to hubbe mal, hubbe jaan, hubbe baal. And you have to do one action continuously, morning and evening. Allah Ta'ala says that remember me and focus your heart towards Allah. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.